If God spoke to you during the active part of your day, would you notice? Welcome to the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Today's message, a taste is not enough. And today's scripture, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior and my God. Psalm 42, 5 through 6. The longing heart is to some degree a disappointed heart. In our search to know God and to hear the sound of His voice, we admit that we aren't satisfied with our current experience. We may be grateful for how He relates to us, but we want more. A taste of God is not enough. It's one thing to long for God, another to live in discouragement about His seeming absence or unavailability. Longing can be filled with either hope or with doubt, and far too often we settle for low expectations. We may not even know why. We just assume the worst. We let past disappointments color our outlook. God has given us the ability to choose our own posture. Like the psalmist, we could speak to our own souls, asking penetrating questions of our emotional tendencies and commanding ourselves to hope in God and praise Him. We aren't victims of our moods. We're their masters. We may submit to them when we don't realize our other options, but we really can make conscious decisions to believe, trust, hope, expect God's goodness, reject doubt, forsake despair, and overcome fears. We don't have to live in the discouragement that so often plagues us. We could take our eyes off of our circumstances and fix them on God's track record. We can choose our internal environment. Most people would agree with that, but few practice it. Be different. Talk to your heart and tell it what to believe. Don't let visible circumstances or past disappointments negatively shape your faith. Discouragement and dread are negative forms of faith. Statements that God might not come through, but He does. Sooner or later, He fulfills hope. He will satisfy your longing heart and make your pressing needs now. Let's pray. Father, I need You so desperately, yet I expect You to remain distant. Why is my soul so discouraged? Expose my heart for the lies it embraces. I choose to hope in You, in everything, for everything, and for always. Take care, God bless, and make it a great day.